Now on to some letters to the Evening News. We've heard about the success of the airport. Stephen Huntley of Wyndham has his say. How disappointing to read the CAA's needs improvement assessment of Norwich Airport's treatment of passengers with reduced mobility and disabilities, EDP, August the 9th. As a fairly regular user of airport assistance, we've always found the service and staff at Norwich to be among the best. It seems the assessment is based on their failure to hold a meeting process rather than actual service delivery outcome. This is typical of the bureaucratic box-ticking reviews which seem so prevalent these days. The fact that the service receives excellent feedback is a strong indication of how unnecessary the Access Forum meeting is anyway. Continue your good work, Norwich Airport, and be guided by the service users, not the bureaucrats.
GP Brown of Norwich has a cynical approach to ideas for redevelopment of the Debenham site in the centre of the city. Could I offer some advice to Orford House Developments Limited? Forget your interest in redeveloping the Norwich Debenham site and cut your losses now. As the opposition grows from those who know better how to spend your money without risking any of theirs, you will get bogged down in planning, just as Weston Homes did with Anglia Square. Your retirement from the scene would, in due course, increase pressure on the City Council to do something, such that Councillor Stonard, if still the council leader after next May, may well suggest approaching Rachel Reeves for a modest subvention from the savings being made on pensioners' winter fuel payments to buy it with the intention of redeveloping it in the public interest. The watchword of the present government's election manifesto, though, was growth. Would readers feel I'm being too cynical to suggest that neither of the redevelopments of Anglia Square and Debenhams will feature in providing any GDP growth in the potential 5 years term of this government?
In a comment on the current riot problems, Barbara Stevenson of Skeighton makes a brief, pithy comment. My question for any racist is, if you are involved in a terrible accident and are taken by ambulance to an A&E department in any British hospital, do you care about the colour of the hands that tend, mend and heal you, saving your life?
Rita Bellingham of Attleborough criticises the postal system as she writes, I posted a birthday card in the box in Mill Lane, Attleborough, to my grandson, who lives in Wyndham, on August the 2nd. The box was emptied at 7 a.m. on August the 3rd with a first-class stamp, which arrived in Wyndham on August the 10th. First-class service? I don't think so. What is going on?
Finally, Peter Kemp of Norwich has tips for feeding the birds. There's plenty of natural food about for birds, but I've noticed that black and elderberries have hardly been touched. You could consider providing nourishing, tasty snacks for the diminishing numbers of our lovely small bird species. Sunflower seeds, nuts, raisins, packed with goodness, are the best mix for hungry birds. A large orange, halved and hollowed, makes an ideal bright container suspended in an eco-friendly, non-plastic twine and is sure to attract birds to the seed mix. Method? Hollow out the orange and pierce it with a barbecue skewer. Some healthy fat to contain the seeds is placed inside. Attach the string and hang in a strategic place which the visitors will easily spot and where you can enjoy the sights and sounds or even silence of summer birds feeding. I used to enjoy a variety of birds, blackbirds, chaffinch, long-tailed tits, goldfinches, coal tits, now just an infrequent magpie, collared dove and wood pigeon, something to say, I eat peas, I do.